Today's five-star review, titled "Seriously the Best Podcast Out There," by Coach Cosette. Shalene and Brock give so much in their podcast alone, no crappy fluff, and so incredibly helpful. Not just inspiring, but applicable. Following Shalene's advice, I doubled my following and my engagement rate. Thank you.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
Six things to do differently in 2020. The following six suggestions are things that Brett and I talked about, ironically, just before I started recording this episode. Brett is my husband, by the way, and we run our businesses together. Now, of course, you know our son, Brock. Brock is the co-host of Build Your Tribe with me. But Brett, you've heard him on the show, I think, several times. My husband, Brett, has been on the Shalene Show podcast a whole bunch. So if you're looking for a lifestyle or lifestyle coaching type podcast, that is the Shalene Show. We try to stick to business topics here on Build Your Tribe, business, social media, building a side hustle, etc. But today, I'm literally recording this on January 1st. And this is funny. I hadn't read my card from Brett, my Christmas card from him, until today. And that is because I got him gifts, but I didn't have time to like write in the type of card that I usually like to give him for Christmas. So today was the first time I actually got to read his Christmas card to me. And what was so crazy, we are so in alignment, and we're in alignment because we talk about these things all the time, regularly. So I shouldn't be surprised that when I opened up his card, some of the things that he talked about, kind of like a recap of our year and things that we're going to do differently and things that we learned and things that we did really well, it's kind of like a summary, a review, if you will, of our year. Almost every one of the things that he talked about, I had just posted about on my own Instagram. These six things are inspired by our own review of what it is we've learned and what it is we plan to do differently in 2020. Some things that we did in 2019 that we continue or have realized they're good things, they're important things, and we're going to continue with that theme moving forward. So number one, and this I hope will apply to everyone, the first thing I want you to think about doing is pausing. Learning not to make decisions when you are in an emotional state. And I don't mean like you're necessarily upset, but something feels urgent. It feels like you need to do something right now. I mean, we made a couple of mistakes this year, admittedly. And, you know, I'm going to talk about how important it is to own those kinds of things. But we made a few mistakes this year because we waited too long to make a decision on certain things. And then when we did make a decision, it was like, oh my gosh, we've waited so long, let's make it now, without even really sitting down to consider like, what's the right time to follow through on this or to make this decision or to act. So the number one thing I want to recommend that you do in 2020 is pause. I want you to sleep on it. How long should you pause? Long enough to know exactly what you're dealing with, to collect all the information, to see everything laid out in front of you, the facts, to do your research, to stay calm, to eliminate the emotion that may be clouding your judgment, to make a list on paper of the pros and the cons, and to seek wise counsel of unbiased people, people who you can trust, people who have the experience in the area where you're trying to make a decision. I mean, whether that is investing in a business consultant, a business coach, attending an expensive seminar, terminating an employee, hiring a consultant, or investing in a new business venture. I mean, this year alone, there are at least three very close friends of mine who put themselves in very difficult financial situations simply because they got excited about something. They didn't ask others. They didn't do enough research. They just got all hyped up on an idea and moved forward on it. And ultimately, it's going to end up costing them a fortune. setting them back. And not just setting them back financially, that sets you back from a confidence standpoint. Like when you make a poor decision that seems like a really good decision, you start to question your own ability to make decisions. And all of this can be avoided if we just slow down, collect our thoughts, get in control of our emotions, do the research, and talk to experts. Number two is act fast. And I know that might seem like a contradiction after my first suggestion for you in 2020 was to pause, and now I'm telling you to act fast. I want you to act fast after you've paused long enough to make an informed decision. Once you've collected all the information that you need, the facts, and you've consulted with those people who might be unbiased experts or have more wisdom than you, once you have everything you need to make the right decision, then allow the pause, the fact that you don't feel the urgency or the emotion, don't allow that to turn or morph into procrastination. Waiting only delays the decision that you now know you need to make, and now you know it's the right decision. So once you have all the information, do it now, do it now, do it right now. Number three is very important, especially because I'm recording this in January 1. I hope that you're listening to it sometime in January, but it doesn't matter. Whenever it is that you're listening to this, if you want to enjoy life, which I think you do, I think that's one of the main reasons why you listen to Build Your Tribe. You want to be in control of your destiny. You are the kind of person who enjoys creating the life that you deserve. And I'll just bet you don't want to work 24/7. The whole reason why you're doing this, starting a side hustle or building a business, is because you want freedom. You want to be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Otherwise, you've got a job. So that's why it's really important you schedule fun on your calendar. In 2018, we did not do such a great job of that. And so we decided that in 2019, it was going to go on the calendar. In January. In January of last year, we scheduled our vacations. We're doing the same this year. In fact, we started doing this in November. We started scheduling what vacations we're going to take in 2020. We also scheduled in which events I'm going to do each month. So in terms of public speaking and traveling for work, when the kids were little, it was our personal policy to only do one per month. Now we're only doing two per month. And that meant we had lots of cool opportunities to evaluate and certain places and certain events where I wanted to speak at those events. So I personally reached out to the meeting planners and made certain that, okay, this is the one that I want to speak at in March, or this is the event that I want to speak at in January. So we reached out to those people and we put those on the calendar in advance so that once we had those things in place, then we could schedule our fun around that. So we've actually gone through a big calendar. In fact, I should probably post about this on my Instagram stories. All right, by the time you listen to this, I will post up what we use to do this. It's a big dry erase calendar for the whole year, and I bought it online. I bought it on Amazon, so I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. And it goes up on our wall, and it's kind of hidden. So it's actually in our kitchen, but it's hidden in such a way so that if you were visiting us, you wouldn't see this big, giant dry erase calendar on the wall. But it's in our kitchen, and I don't have it at work because I want it in the kitchen, so I'm always like kind of thinking about, okay, what's coming in the next couple of months? What's 6 months away? I like seeing it, and I put it in a place in our kitchen where I listen to podcasts in the morning or audiobooks. It's also where I fill out my push journal each morning. And I just really like having it up on the wall. Now, I don't put all of our events or all of the things or meetings, et cetera, that I have going on up on that calendar, but I have our fun and I have our work events all on that big calendar up on the wall. So I'll share that with you. I'll share a link to the one that I use. They have smaller ones too. I really like this one. It's pretty cool. So you can check that out by clicking the link below in my show notes. But if you don't schedule fun, if you don't schedule your vacations well in advance, what happens is before you know it, you know this is true, you just roll up into the next month and you're like, oh man, gosh. I mean, I guess hopefully we'll have some more time this summer. We hope to take some vacation or some time off in the spring. But if you're just hoping for it, it doesn't happen. You have to literally make the time because you won't find the time because you are who you are. Like, you are a go-getter. You've got big dreams. You've got huge aspirations. You've got incredible work ethic and drive. But all of that is for naught if you're not truly honoring the fact that you are better when you've rested. You are better when you are restored. And let me tell you, that restoration is priceless. The vacations we took this year, I mean, we traveled internationally for the first time since we were married. Is that crazy? I know. And it was so freaking awesome. We both still talk about how much fun we had and how much we loved going to the south of France and being in London. And we just had so much freaking fun that the temptation now is to go back to those same spots, but we're going to push ourselves to go to new locations. And we've already got things scheduled for this year that are really exciting, including working for a month in New York City and going to Colorado and just so many cool things that we're doing that I'm really excited about. And they didn't happen in 2018 because we didn't schedule them. So please follow through and schedule those things ASAP. Number 5, learn to take personal responsibility publicly. Yep. This is one of those things that I think because we are prideful, because we want people to respect us. We want to look like we know what we're doing, that we got it all together and that we're the ones that people can count on and that we don't make mistakes, right? Like, there's something about admitting that you messed up that feels like people are going to have less respect for you or that they won't think that you're capable. But nothing could be further from the truth. When we take personal responsibility, the funny thing is, everybody knows it was your doing or your fault or that you had a hand in it, right? Like, even when two people get divorced, like, it's so funny. Oh boy, I'm going to go on a tangent here. I have plenty of friends who've been divorced. And it's interesting how whenever two people are getting divorced, with pretty rare exception, now there are exceptions, but the other person is always at fault, right? Like, let's just say you're talking to your best friend. Then the person who they once loved, they didn't realize that person was like just evil and narcissistic and unrealistic and on and on and on and on and on, right? And I, on the other hand, was perfect and I finally out of this relationship. Well, you know, your friends are there to agree with you and to support you. And sure, there are cases where you did marry a complete psychopath, but in most instances, it takes two to tangle. There's always two sides to the story. I don't think anyone believes that one person is solely responsible when something doesn't work out, whether it's a marriage or a business partnership or even a project that the team was working on and it didn't go as planned. If there's 5 people working on it, there's no way it's just one person's fault that everything went haywire. Like, we all have a certain degree of culpability. And the quicker you as a leader step up and say, here's where I missed the mark and here's how I could have done things better and this would have turned out better. The quicker you do that, the quicker other people are going to stand up and take responsibility too. And if people aren't willing to take responsibility, you need to get rid of them. Because true leaders, people who are interested in growth, they take responsibility. They say, I messed up. Let me raise my hand. Oh, you know what? That was me. And now I've got so much more respect for that person because I know they know. There's nothing scarier than being in a situation where everyone knows this person messed up, but that person doesn't know that they messed up. And maybe they do, but they're not willing to take personal responsibility for it. And if you're not willing to take personal responsibility for it, then everybody wonders if you're even good for it. Like, if you don't even know that you messed up, how could you get it right the next time? You gotta take personal responsibility. You look like a better leader. People will have more respect for you. People will have more trust in you. And you, in the process, will grow. That's the only way you can grow, is if you look in the mirror and say, you know what? A part of this is my fault. It's my doing. It's my miss. It's something that I can improve upon. I'm gonna do better. Look at the big picture. In other words, don't believe the hype. Whether it's negative hype or positive hype, try to stay as even as possible. I mean, whether you missed a workout or you had a record-setting month in terms of your sales, like, don't let that taint your perception of how things are going. So in other words, if you have a bad week in terms of your sales or your business or your growth or your productivity, it's very easy to get caught up in that and to spiral downward. And the flip side of that is true as well. Like if you have a really great week or a great month, it's really easy to fall back on your laurels, like to get relaxed about things and to think that you're doing really, really well, but you're really only looking at 1 month. You're not looking at the whole year. So I want you to look at the big picture. And this is true of all things, like whether it's your marriage or your kids. And I know this is a business podcast, but it just made me think about a story when Sierra was in high school and one of my girlfriends, her daughter's the same age as Sierra. And she called me just freaking out, just so distraught over the fact that she had found out her daughter, who was a senior at the time, had been drinking at a party. Now, certainly, I'm not one to condone underage drinking, but I could tell that in her mind, it was much bigger than that. Like the drinking in her mind, she had already gone to like the worst possible scenario, that the drinking was going to lead to smoking marijuana or smoking pot or whatever they call it. Like, there's like a cool way to refer to that now, and I don't remember what it is, but like whatever. They're smoking. That's what they call it. Yeah, they call it smoking. Okay, so in her mind, like that drinking is going to lead to smoking, and then that smoking is going to lead to, you know, IV drug use, and the IV drug use is going to lead to her being destitute and on the streets and a heroin addict. Like in her mind, like this one slip up of her kid clouded her judgment of the big picture, and the big picture is this is a good kid. Right. So I had a reminder. I'm like, let me remind you, because we went to high school together. I'm like, let me remind you, dear friend, of the things that we were doing at that age. And look at us now. Like, guess what? She might just turn out okay. Like, look at the big picture. So whether it's things are going really well or really bad, whether it's in your business or you're just having a like a heck of a week between you and your spouse or you and your kid or whatever, you've had one customer complaint or you've had, you know, three people say something rude in social media. Look at the big picture. You have thousands of other positives. And if you have something that's like really, really good, again, keep things in perspective. Try to stay as even as possible. Instead of evaluating things with a microscope, pull back and take a look at things from 30,000 feet. You'll get a much better perspective. All right, my sixth and final thing that I want you to do differently in 2020 is just to remember that it's not that big of a deal, no matter what it is. And this is one I'm continually working on. I think I'm getting pretty good at it. I used to be very reactionary. Like if there was a problem, or if there was an issue, or if I thought someone was upset with me, or that I might disappoint someone, my reaction was to handle it immediately, to put on my superwoman cape and just to deal with it, or to think about it, or to stew on it, or to worry about it, or to try to control it. And now I just remember, no matter how big it is, especially with the work that you're doing, I want you to just remember, it's okay. It's not that big of a deal, no matter what's going on. If things are slowing down, if you had a bad month, if you just had your star employee come to you and tell you they need to turn in their resignation, if you've had some kind of a blow, or you've got a major problem you've got to deal with right now, just remember this. It's not that big of a deal. And you have to have faith. Faith in God. Faith that things are going to work out in your favor. There's so little we can control. And one of the most important things that we can control is our emotion, the way that we react to things. Take a deep breath. Have a much more positive perspective on these things, and I promise they will work out as they are supposed to. They will work out exactly as He has planned for you. That's the funny thing is all of this was planned long in advance, long before you were even born or alive. God already had things stacked in your favor, even though sometimes it doesn't feel like that. You have to believe, you have to trust that that is the case. And I personally think that's pretty reassuring. The more I lean into my faith, the more I remember that everything's going to work out. All is well. All is well. And this year, we lost one of our very good friends to cancer. That is Lee Lawhorn. And as a matter of fact, I had his wife Mindy on a recent episode. You may recall that episode where we talked about launching an online community. If you didn't get a chance to listen to that episode, I'm going to post up a link in this show as well so you can go back and listen to it. But unfortunately, Lee lost his battle to cancer just before Christmas. And I have to tell you, it happened on the busiest possible week of my life this year anyways, where there were a million things to do both personally and professionally, and I didn't care because I remembered it doesn't matter. It's not that big of a deal. What does matter is honoring his life and being there for my friend and pulling my own family close to me and remembering that all of these things are all temporary. We all have a purpose here on earth. And everything that we're doing, we say it's for other people, right? We say it's because we care about people and we want to live a life. And that I don't think that what you're after is just more money. If you are, this is not the right show to listen to. But yet sometimes the way we act and the things that we prioritize doesn't align with what we say is important to us. So having gone through that, like just before Christmas, it was just a reminder that nothing really matters. I mean, that doesn't mean give up, but it means there's very little we can control. And sometimes a very important person's passing is a beautiful reminder of what truly is important. You're important. Your life matters. And you matter a whole bunch to me. It is always my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. I just want you to know how much I appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing and for sharing the Build Your Tribe show with us on social media. Let us know that you listened to this episode. Let me know what takeaways you got out of this one. Be sure to tag myself and Brock. We love seeing that. We love sharing that with others. And I just really appreciate you. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I want to share something with you before you go. And that is my free guide to understanding the newest features and algorithm updates on Instagram. Instagram is like, it's kind of the place to be. I don't know if you love Facebook. If you do, that's cool. But if you've already made that migration or you know you need to, you need this guide. If you're on Instagram and suddenly things have turned to crickets, let myself and my team fill you in on how to use the newest features and how to take advantage of the latest algorithm updates. We produce a new guide every 3 months based on case studies, our research, and the intel of my amazing social media team here at Team Johnson. We want to share this report for you. I've created it because who's got time to figure all this stuff out? And some of it's like kind of complicated and you don't have time and I want to save you time. Why not amplify your reach by making life a little easier and understanding how to do that? It's a game. We figured out the answers and we'd like to share them with you. To get your hands on that free report, just go to shalene.com/IG hacks. Again, that's shalene.com/IG, as in Instagram, IG hacks, H-A-C-K-S.